3, The Core. That was Tom McRae and the song American Spirit. And before that, we heard from Sharon Joan and the Dap Kings, I Learned the Hard Way. Before that, we heard from the Kasim Sultan Band, Mimi Gets Mad, live from the Abbey Pub, where he will be later this month on May 15th, and we've established it's a Saturday.
We have established it's a Saturday.
All right, so you have other dates coming up to May 16th. The next day, you're in Wisconsin.
In Fort Atkinson, yeah, Wisconsin, at the club... Cafe Carpe.
Cafe Carpe.
Yeah, which is a nice little small place, actually. It's a very little intimate, small little cafe.
Sounds nice.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
And then May 18th, you're in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm. You're Folk Motion.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a driver, or do you drive yourself from place to place?
I am going to be walking the whole thing.
You're going to walk it? Mm-hmm. That's good. There's people who have walked all those places. You can hitchhike, you know.
I might be doing a little bit of that. When my feet get tired, I'll hitch.
Okay, you'll hitch right.
But it's dangerous hitchhiking these
days. You probably wouldn't have a hard time getting a ride, I'm sure. Yeah. May 19th, you're in Indianapolis.
And Indianapolis at a house. That's a house concert, I believe, yeah.
Oh, so you have to be invited.
Yes, you have to be invited.
Okay, then we won't talk about
that one. I hope
I'm invited. Yeah, yeah.
And if you happen to find yourself in Indianapolis, Nana, you can certainly stop by.
Sure. Yeah, I doubt it, but we'll see. May 22nd, you're in Grand Rapids.
Yes.
At Eve Lounge.
Mm-hmm. No, isn't that the B.O.B.?
At the B.O.B.?
Yeah.
At the B.O.B.
Right.
All right.
Big old building. That's what that is. That's what it stands for. Big old building.
I believe it. Okay, May 23rd in Cleveland.
At the Beachland Ballroom.
I saw you there last year.
Yeah, I like that place. I do. And the people who run it are great, and they're really good to me. And
Cleveland rocks for Chasm Sultan, does mm-hmm. not?
Yeah.
That's nice. Somerville, Massachusetts, May 25th.
Yes. That's my little mini tour.
It's nice.
And then right back to working on my record right after that.
That's cool. Are you going to be playing any of your new songs then?
Yes, I am.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, uh-huh. That's going to be good.
Yeah. Well, you know, I got to try them out sometime. So.
All right.
So the audiences at those shows will get a firsthand peek at some of my new material.
That's exciting.
It is, yeah, it's scary.
It's scary.
Well,
for
it
you.
Always is, you know, because you never know how it's going to be received, you know. Mm-hmm. So you just do what you do and then hope that people appreciate it.
Yeah. I'm sure you're not going to go wrong. May 25th in
Somerville.
That's near.
It's right just outside of Boston.
It is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how long
a
ride
from here? It's
not
even outside of Boston. It is Boston.
Okay, so is it like a 3-hour ride, 4-hour ride?
From here?
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine it's probably 4+, yeah.
I may go. You know why?
Why?
Well,
you have friends in Boston.
No, well, actually I do. But I have a friend who's going to Boston.
Okay.
And she's my fairy godmother.
Oh, okay.
She owes me my ruby slippers.
And I heard she owes you some money, too.
She owes me no money.
Yes, she does.
She does.
She owes you money.
She does not.
Well, she
my friend Gigi, who lives in Florida. You all know that Gigi's like outrageous and fun, groupie gear, and you know she helps out a lot, right?
She's the best. She is. She is a great person.
I know, and
but
a good,
she owes
good
you
friend.
Money.
She does. Not.
I'm telling you, she does owe you. She told me she owed you. Like about $300 or $400.
No.
Yes, it's true.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I'll email her later.
Okay.
We'll
good.
Settle it.
All right.
Debt's settled.
Because she asked me to give it to you, and I said I don't have that kind of cash on me right now. So I would take it up with her.
You can't give me money, Chasm.
I know I don't have it to give you.
All right. Now you also have a bass guitar signature one, right?
Yeah, there's a company called Archer Guitars that make the Kasim Sultan bass, and it's a really, really wonderful instrument, and we're up to version 2 already, which is a streamlined version of version 1, and it's a very affordable guitar for the beginner and the professional.
Oh, there you go. That's good. That was good. You can go to KasimSultan.com and check it out if you want to.
Yeah.
And then there are only a limited number of all sides, and then they're gone forever? Is
yeah,
that the
we're not
going to.
Yeah, yeah.
Is this available online?
Yes, it is.
Is
yes.
it available like at iTunes?
Yes, it is.
That's good. Yeah. Then it's never going to be gone. Gone.
No, well, the physical copies will be gone, but
which I find
but digital copies you'll be able to get.
These are beautiful.
Yeah, that's a nice little package.
Oh, what I'm holding up is the CD package.
Yeah, we are on radio.
The thing is that a lot of times I appreciate the packaging because it is art.
Yeah, well, you know, that was the whole thing about when you were a kid and you got a vinyl record, you know, and it's like it had the plastic on it, and you'd get home and you'd love reading all the liner notes and who did what and who played on it, and you know, that was part of the fun of listening to records, you know. It's like, so nowadays it's just about downloads, you know. And there's something about having something to hold in your hand that's really cool, you know.
I believe it. I completely agree.
Yeah, the only thing is now with CDs, you know, it's like you need a magnifying glass to see half the print on it, you know. Or at least I do, because we don't want to talk about how old I am. I don't want to talk about it anyway.
This on the chalkboard on the CD cover, it's a lot of people in a dining room with the Rat Pack involved, and there's chasm in different places.
Yeah.
But on the chalkboard, they spelled your name wrong.
I did that on purpose.
And why?
Because my name has been spelled wrong forever. Everybody is constantly spelling my name wrong. The most common incorrect spelling is S-U-L-T-A-N, and it is not S-U-L-T-A-N, it's S-U-L-T-O-N. Mm-hmm. So I took the opportunity to spell it incorrectly a different way. on this album cover, and I spelled it S-U-L-T-I-N, Sultan, you know, so.
All right. Well, we're going to play a selection from this called Are You Happy Now? It's on that side. This is a 2-CD set. It's nice, and it's all full of wonderful music.
Yeah, and I just wanted to say thanks so much for having me on, really.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
Yeah,
you can come back anytime you want.
And I will come back. I certainly will. I'll walk back here from Indianapolis at some point or another, and or maybe Boston. I'll walk back from Boston.
If you're hitching and I go by, I'll pick you right up.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Is that a deal?
Right. Just don't ask me for money.
I won't ask you for money. You never give me your money. All right, here we go. This is 90.3 The Core, The Nightlight. Thanks for listening.